not shortly after we moved, I was introduced to Meds and Food for Kids and just really connected with the heart and the vision of the organization. My wife, being a nurse, had used Plumpy Nut, our product, in her clinics in Gonaive. And so I had kind of seen firsthand the impact that this had made. And of course, the not only the impact of on the child, but what was created within the family as they saw, as they went from a place of often like desperation or hopelessness to feeling like they had somebody on their team, you know, fighting for their kid's life and by proxy, their family. And so when I came here and saw that that Meds and Food for Kids wasn't just producing this product, but that part of, I would say, a foundational tenet kind of the organization is this idea of empowering the local populace, stimulating local economy, building skill sets in the local workforce. All these things is probably my entrepreneurial slash how do you just get ahead. It just spoke to some core values. And so I started working with Meds and Food for Kids. And shortly, I think about a year after, I was kind of transitioned from my original role, which was a supply chain manager, into being the manufacturing director. And then shortly after became our COO for the remainder of my time here. And so I spent 5 years with the organization living in Haiti. I lived in Haiti for a total of 8 years. Five of those were with Meds and Food for Kids, and just really had the time of my life being able to pursue so many of the kind of best practices from, let's say, the business side of things, and being able to apply those here in Haiti to really help strengthen our team, build capacity, and at the same time make a life-saving product that was saving kids all over the country and all over the world. So my wife and I ended up moving back to the States at the end of 2019. And then I came on in conversations with Dr. Pat as she was looking at transitioning out of her role as the executive director of Meds and Food for Kids. I came on in June of 2022 as the CEO. And so, yeah, sorry, I was just reading your message, wanting to make sure I was following you there. So where we are now, that's a little bit of my background. And, you know, where we are now is UNICEF really has just been a champion for the incredible need for RUTF for the remainder of 2023 and really 2024. And what we've seen is, unfortunately, due to pandemic, global inflation, the war in the Ukraine, we're just seeing a spike of malnutrition globally. And Haiti, unfortunately, is catching the brunt of that because of just a series, all those events compounding against the challenges that the country already faced. So UNICEF has really reached out and is asking everyone to do whatever they can to produce this product and meet the need globally. But in Haiti alone, UNICEF is anticipating that 250,000 plus children will need RUTF this year. So on our side, what we're really trying to do, and this was even part of our conversation with UNICEF this morning, we thankfully, a few years ago, we increased the capacity of our facility here, kind of anticipating that there was going to be need, and we weren't really sure how we would fill it, but knowing that it was coming. So here we are, there is need. There's right now, there's more need globally than there is capacity to even supply for. And what we're trying to do is focus on primarily meeting this need here in Haiti. And then, of course, any additional capacity we have trying to help meet the global need. But to do that, we're really trying to look for ways to scale up our operation. As you can imagine, when you're trying to go produce, you know, our budget for last year was a little over $3 million. And our budget for this year is a little under $12 million. So that's kind of where we would need to be to help meet that need in country and then also help meet the need globally. And ramping up, figuring out how to scale up that production is our challenge right now. And so what we're really looking for are partners, whether they be individuals, organizations, foundations that are willing to come alongside of us and help us look for ways of raising that working capital so we can meet that need and save as many lives as possible.